go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try.
Welcome to another edition of the Bull Riding Advice Hour with none other than yours truly, Scott Mason, host of the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And joining me, my co-host, my partner in crime, none other than Allied Bull Riding Head Coach, Sam Medlock. Sam, what's going on, partner?
Hey, Scott. Oh, just working hard as always. Glad to be here tonight. How are you doing?
Oh, man, you know it. We are on the road, which seems to be the going trend for us, especially on our Bull Riding Advice Hour Wednesday night shows, man, I'm telling you. Actually, in Gainesville, Texas, heading back north to Ada, Oklahoma. What do you say?
Well, you know, that's pretty awesome that we can actually get out to our fans and these young bull riders that want to learn how to ride bulls and still do our show and still take care of our other business. And this is how we're growing our organization. On the road sometimes, or on the road mostly. So thank goodness to all the technology.
You know what, man, I'm telling you, we would not be where we're at today if it wasn't for the modern technology. Now, I'm not going to say that it's always perfect either because, you know, actually, funny story about that, right, Sam? Last week, I was actually heading out to Arkansas and was on the side of the road, and while you were actually talking with somebody on the air, I lost connection, so I had to re-log in and get the switchboard back up and running, and we never missed a beat, did we?
Well, we never missed a beat. I didn't know it until after the show, and, hey, that's what a co-host is for, you know, and that's what Allied Bull Riders is all about, is team. You know, hey, everybody's stronger as a team, Scott. I had to say that. I had to take that opportunity.
That's right. Well, you know how we roll, man. We roll with the punches, and, hey, this is a rodeo, man. That's the one thing is, no matter what, all the technical advances that we get, it's still the good old-fashioned rodeo, man. And you know how we roll going up and down the road. I love it, man.
It is. It's still, no matter how many HD cameras they get in the PBR or how many rank bulls they breed, it's still just a buck and shoot, some dirt, and you got to be a cowboy to ride these bulls. And you know, I want to take a second and thank everybody that tuned in tonight and thank all the bull riders out there that tuned into the show and remind them to call in if they have any questions about anything concerning their form, their mental game, any part of bull riding. Guys can learn a lot from this computer, Scott, because we've got a guest coming on tonight who is an Allied Bull Riding team member. Chad Van Amberg, he's on the pro team, and he's quite an accomplished 19-year-old bull rider. You know, he's from New York, not typically a cowboy area, and he learned to ride bulls watching Gary LaFeu videos on YouTube. So the computer, it's a powerful tool. It allows us to travel and bring these guys these radio shows, and also, too, one of the guys we're going to bring on that's one of the most respected pros out there, up-and-coming young guys, be vying for the Rookie of the Year next year, learn to ride right here on this. So these shows are for these young guys. We want to encourage them to call in, and excited to talk to Chad tonight about it, too.
Yeah, you bet. And while we're on that subject, we'll go ahead and give out the telephone number for those guys that are tuned in right now. If you're listening to us on the Making It Rodeo Network or on Blog Talk Radio, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Remember, if you got a question or comment, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to connect with us. But, man, I'm telling you, you're exactly right, man. The computer has kind of come a long way. It's given us a lot within the sport, you know, and I know the fans have really enjoyed it and having that closeness and being able to get that connection with their favorites. And we're going to bring one of them on our show here tonight, Chad Van Amberg. Am I right there, Mr. Sam?
Yeah, I'm excited to have Chad on tonight. He's always a fun guy to conversate with. He's got a super attitude. He's always eager to laugh and have fun, and he carries that over into the arena. When he rides bulls, he doesn't get nervous. He has a good time, and he's definitely an aggressive guy. I mean, he has the eye of the tiger when he gets on to ride bulls, but he's a laid-back, nice guy. You're not going to meet a better guy than Chad, so I think everybody will be real happy to hear from him tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. It's going to be a good time. Let's talk a little bit about what's been happening out there. I know you had your training camp last night. How did that go with the junior bull riders?
Yeah, we had our Tuesday night training session. It was great. Some of these guys, we have guys that obviously have had more hours of training than others, and there's a group of guys that have all started coming, and one's a young lady, about the same time, and they've all got about, I'm going to say about seven training sessions under their belt now, and I'm starting to see, like, their legs are getting stronger, their core is getting stronger, their form's getting better, and they're really starting to get an understanding of how to get into that post position. And that's something I want everybody to understand, that's watching videos out there, Scott, learning to ride bulls, and they see these videos talking about how to post. You know, it's one thing to know how to post, and it's another thing to be able to physically be able to do it. And I see some kids that play football and basketball, and they're athletes that work out, come in to our training sessions and want to learn to ride bulls, and it takes them 4 or 5 sessions before they're really strong enough to get in that position. And I just want to encourage guys to get them a barrel, get something that you can work out on. Really the best thing to do is go ride a horse for an hour bareback, you know, and just really get those legs conditioned in what we call riding condition. You know, you can do all the gym work you want to, but you have to be riding something to work out that set of muscles.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Sam, do me a favor. Can you explain to some of us or some of the fans that may not know when you're talking about posting just what that is? You know, can you kind of walk us through? I know it's kind of hard online without really showing somebody, but can you kind of walk us through, kind of give some of the fans that may be tuned in and maybe some of the younger bull riders just what that posting is?
Well, basically, there's two things I like to use to describe it. Number one, a lot of the young bull riders are familiar with, like, motocross racing, watching these freestyle motorcycle riders jump. Also, two, jumping horses. You see, like, that go in the Olympic Games and things, and these horses that jump over obstacles. And basically, if you can see their rider before that horse, as the horse leaps off of its back legs going up to make the jump, that rider stands up in the stirrups and leans forward. And there's a point there that if you get in front of, you know, if you lean forward and get your body weight forward, the horse carries you over the jump. And if you're behind the point, then you come off the horse and you fall backwards. And it's the same thing with motorcycle racing. As the motorcycle goes up, the rider's going to transfer his weight forward over the handlebars so that he has an even flight. And it's the same thing, except in bull riding, you don't have pegs to stand on like you do with a motorcycle or stirrups to stand up in, which makes it very difficult to get into that post position. But basically the post position is, you know, squeezing with your thighs and your knees, and as that bull leaves the ground and his head's coming up, that's the act of the rider coming forward with his upper body weight and transferring everything onto his legs and actually coming off of his pockets and standing up on his knees, basically, right over the top of the bull. And then as that bull finishes his up and starts to break over and fall, all you have to do is lift on your rope and stick your chest out, and you're ready for the turn.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think I could have said that any better myself, man. That's a great description of it, and I think that helps enlighten some of us, some of our fans that may not know exactly what posting is. So, man, I appreciate it. You know, that's what this show is all about, is informing the ones that may be not interested or not involved with bull riding. I shouldn't say interested, because they wouldn't be tuned in right now if they weren't interested. But, you know, really the ones that may be just getting into the sport, you know, that may not have yet heard that terminology, that really kind of explains it. So we appreciate that, you know, and you're right, when it comes to posting, there are no stirrups to set in or pegs to stand on to get up off of your rear end. It all comes down into your legs, and that's a vital role in that, you know. But you can't throw your upper body off either. You've got to have that, you know, kind of driving over the front end. Am I right?
I think a lot of most important strength area or strength zone for a bull rider is from the knees to the mid-torso, you know, about where your ribs split. And that strength right in there, your core strength from your knees to there, is a lot of what rides bulls. When you ride bulls, you don't want to move around a lot. You don't want to make big, huge moves because the bull can use that against you and get you over move and get your arm behind you and throw you off. You know, you want to stay small and compact and move as little as possible as that bull's bucking. You basically want him to – you want to get in a position where he bucks under you, Scott.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Well, Sam, I believe we have got our guest lined up here on the show, ready to jump on board. You ready to bring him on?
All right. Super. Yeah, bring Chad on.
Well, it is my pleasure to bring on – one of the probably one of the brightest stars on the Allied Bull Riding team, and Mr. Chad Van Amberg. Chad, you with us?
I sure am. How are y'all doing tonight?
Good, Chad. Good. Thanks for coming on and joining us.
Thank y'all for having me.
Chad, where are you at right now? Are you back in North Carolina?
Yes, sir. I'm in North Carolina right now, just hanging out with a couple of my friends, just taking it easy for the rest of the day.
No doubt, man. How have you been doing, and what have you been doing out here in these last couple weeks?
I've been doing real good. I've been staying healthy and staying on my bulls, and I've actually been traveling a lot, Scott. I've been going to as many PBR touring pros as I've been able to afford to go to, and been able to schedule to get to. I'm just really working to get on tour.
Right on, man. Well, you know, that kind of leads us right where we want to go here. What, you know, back, I guess you could say, I guess about a month ago or maybe even a little bit longer than that, you were down in Houston, Texas for the Allied Bull Riding Training Camp. Tell us a little bit about what your experience was like down there. I know we actually put you on the air a lot. We got to talk with you then. But just let's talk a little bit about that and just what your experience was like going through that training camp and how it helped you get things right and kind of get on track for what you're leading into now.
Well, when you go to them training camps, Scott, you have a coach behind you. I don't care what athlete you are, how great of an athlete you are, you can't push yourself as hard as a coach can. And when you got a person waking you up at 6 in the morning to get up to go work out and get after it for the day, it just makes you so much physically and mentally stronger. When I show up to the bull riding, it's like I know I was ready. I am prepared to go there for battle, and I'm just ready. Just being there with Allied makes you so much stronger.
Absolutely. Well, and it was a lot of fun to spend time with you. You know, and you got to build that kind of that camaraderie as you were actually bunking in with several of the other team members and, you know, Reese Cates and Chase Outlaw and Bonner Bolton. What was it like for you guys going back to the hotel and hanging out? Did you guys talk a lot about some of the training things that you went through and getting that your mind focused and just kind of building that bond?
Well, yeah, we sure did, Scott. We didn't talk too much about the exercises we were doing. We didn't work complaining about them and how sore we were going to be. But, it was nice to meet. I've met them guys before, but actually to get out and hang out with different pro bull riders and just meet different guys was always nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, that was a great training camp for you too, Chad, and we're going to get into Little Rock in a minute. And, Scott, if you don't mind, I'm going to jump in there. And before we do, I want to talk about, we are in, Chad, the Bull Riding Advice Hour, and I see a lot of young guys that have a similar riding style to what you have. And you watched Gary Lafue tapes, and you have a great post. You've worked on your post a lot, and I want to talk with all the young writers that are listening tonight about some of the things that we worked on with your post, because, you know, you got to that point where getting to the front end was not hard for you. It was almost like when you first, a lot of people start riding bulls, it's really hard to get up to the front end in time with that bull. And you sort of learned that, you mastered it, and then when I started working with you, we started talking about how maybe that wasn't helping you as much as it was hurting you sometimes on some of these bulls. And by that I mean you were posting, but when you were post, you weren't setting your hips and you weren't lifting at the end of it. And when you would not lift, sit up with your chest out and lift on your rope as that bull's kicking and set your hips, you were losing your feet. Do you have a comment on that?
Yeah, I do, Sam. Getting out there, it does feel so good to get out there and hold that post because you are in so much control out there. You can really make a move with a bull out there in that post when their front end is up in the air. But, yeah, you're exactly right. My percentage was really, really low. Riding, I could get by on good bulls, but on rank bulls, my riding percentage was low. And just something as simple as lifting on the top, as at the top of the kick, on the way down when them bulls start to kick, I mean, my percentage of riding 22%, 22-point bulls has raised a lot more just from simply lifting on my rope and not holding that post more.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I guess what we started talking about this probably, Scott, Chad and I started talking about this, I don't know, Chad, how long, about 6 months ago maybe, about the principle of lifting and pushing and where's that magic spot between neutral, getting off your pockets but not getting off your pockets too much. You know, when do you push, when do you lift kind of thing. And I think that's something a lot of guys are wondering about out there. And I have personally seen the transition Scott and Chad's riding since he's been doing this, just as far as just sitting up, getting his chest out, and staying off his rope. And Scott, I don't know what your experiences are. You can tell me. But now, on the downside of that, if you hold that post and the bull's kicking and you haven't set your hips and you haven't sat down to lift with your chest up and gotten ready for that turn, a lot of times your feet are going to be light and your heels are going to be clicked. Comments?
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Sam, and that was an issue that I struggled with for the better part of the first, several years that I was riding, was that I had to find that balance that in between, and a lot of it came down to timing, working on that timing and getting to understand where that timing needed to be for myself. But I can tell you that, the whole lifting and pushing it goes back and forth, but, really it comes down to getting in that timing with that bull and being able to meet and break at the right times. And that was an issue that I certainly struggled with and wish I had a coach at the time to help me with that and get that timing down. But I certainly agree with you, especially with bulls that really buck, like the ones that Chad is getting involved with now, and moving into the PBR ranks.
Well, once you get into the PBRs, if your form's not right, if you don't know how to lift and set your hips and stay on your rope, the bulls that are these bulls in the PBR, they look normal on TV, but when you're getting on them, it's one thing when a bull jumps 10 feet, but when he jumps 13 feet, it makes it a little bit harder. And that's where Chad was starting to struggle, and that's where I was able to help him with. And being a coach doesn't mean you know everything. It means that you're wise enough to observe a rider, see his strong points, his weaknesses, and offer suggestions for him to fix it, because inevitably it's in the rider's hands when he nods his head.
Yep.
So, as a coach, we just got to keep these guys, just offer good suggestions to these pros, and keep them pointing in the right direction. Now, Scott, let me tell you who needs to be listening in on this particular conversation about setting your hips and lifting on the kick. Are guys that are getting run off of their rope and guys that are getting their heels clicked. Okay, when you're getting your heels clicked, you're not lifting. okay? When you're getting run off your rope, you may be lifting, but you're probably not lifting with your back straight. When you're lifting on your bull rope, whether you're posted, as the bull's jumping forward and you break into that post position, as the bull's coming up, launching into the air, and you break forward, the back is still straight. At no point in that post motion to the front should you ever see your back. The second you see your back, you're opening yourself up to being slid off your rope because you lose your lift. And that's why it's important for guys to work on their post and be strong in their core, so when they come forward on these bulls, they have the proper posture. And as that bull falls out of the air, you don't hunch over either. You stay set up. And that's what we were seeing Chad have a problem with. I was watching Chad ride, and these bulls were – he was riding the buck really good when they were kicking. Then they would turn back and kind of quit kicking and start jumping forward. And as he was coming forward, he was hunching just a hair, and he wasn't able to stay on his rope. Some of the bulls that weren't kicking very good were running him back off his rope, bucking him off. And it was frustrating to him because those bulls are the ones that his buddies were riding that he should ride, you know. Yep. And I think he's been knocking those bulls out now since we worked on that. Chad?
Oh, Sam, I'll be honest with you. Ever since you've been having me push, you've showed me just that simple mistake I was making of having that C in my back. And just put – it's amazing what pushing your chest out and really focusing on keeping your belly pushed out can do, because just some average 20, 21-point bulls, I mean, they're just cakewalk anymore. You know, they've become practice bulls just for something that simple.
Well, speaking of a cakewalk, you had a cakewalk in Little Rock. Scott and I were both there. I was there as your coach, and Scott was there helping us broadcast and get the footage from Little Rock and helping Allied Bull Riders out. And Lord, it was crazy with all of us riding there, but you pulled it out in the end. Scott, you witnessed it. It was Saturday night. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, yeah, that has got to be some of the most impressive riding that I've seen from Chad. Now, I follow Chad, you know, back east when he's been back up there in North Carolina, and I've seen some of those things that you guys are talking about with the posting, some of the issues that Chad may have had, because he was getting on ranked bulls up there and would run into those issues. Now, the easier bulls, you would see Chad just dominate all day long. But some of these tougher bulls, you would see Chad kind of have his hands full. Well, we get down there to Little Rock, Arkansas, and we see Chad come off of a week of training with the Allied Bull Riders and just handle them like they're any everyday walk in the park. I mean, you know, it looked like Chad was working at a practice arena and he'd step off with a big old smile on his face. And, I mean, Chad, correct me if I'm wrong, but, man, that had to be a really good feeling.
Oh, it sure was, Scott, to step off both of them bulls on my feet and able just to dominate them and not be winded at all. It feels great. But especially in that short round, anyone can ride them in the long round, but when you start getting them bulls rode in the short round, you know, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, you bet.
Hey, and now, Scott, I was the most excited guy in the building when Chad rode his short round bull on Saturday night, because we left directly from training camp, went to the PBR, the first one for 2012 in Little Rock. We all competed Friday night. I competed on Friday night, and then Saturday night I was just in the role as a coach with these guys, and we were dead set on a team as getting everybody in the short round and leaving there with the money. Now, we did have three guys leave there with money. And okay. Chad took second at the event, but we got down to the wire. We had Bonner Bolton, who was in training camp, competing, representing there in Little Rock, and he bucked off his short round bull, and then Chad's coming up behind him, and it was kind of our last chance to say, hey, training camp was a success. You know, even though everybody put up good scores, when Chad stepped out there and rode that black bull in the short round and sealed the deal 1 second at it, I think that really kind of showed everybody that, you know, this training camp and working at it and spending time putting it down is effective. And so, hey, thanks for pulling it through over there at Little Rock for the team, bud.
Hey, no problem, sir. Thank you for putting in all your time that week and getting us prepared for it.
Yeah.
Man, well, we had a blast there. That was a good time down to the team dinner. Afterwards, almost by accident, a private dinner. The restaurant kind of kept it open for us. It was almost like a little luxury dinner with a whole bunch of bull riders and a good time there in Little Rock, and Chad sealed the deal. And, you know, Chad, we're super to have you on tonight. For everybody, Scott, now, hey, I've got some big news too, Scott. Chad will have a video coming out highlighting a recent interview he did with Catherine Nobles Medlock, former Miss Rodeo Arkansas. He did a sit-down interview with her. It's going to have some photographs of Chad. It's got his sit-down interview. It's got quite a few bull rides of Chad on there. And everybody needs to check it out. It's got some good music. It's going to be launched on YouTube tomorrow. And you can also go to Allied Bull Riders fan page on Facebook and click on the YouTube icon and watch it directly on Facebook. So everybody that's listening in, check out Chad's video that's coming out tomorrow and see how Chad's putting it down and, you know, the riding style that's got him to this point in his career.
Absolutely, Sam. And, you know, that's one thing, too, that when we had the Allied Bull Riding Hour that we just did, the Ustream broadcast, I believe we have some of those highlights on there as well, so they can always go back and tune in and see Chad's rides and how successful they were and how good he felt. I mean, you could just see how good he looked out there on those bulls. I would certainly suspect that we're going to see him certainly in that contention for Rookie of the Year next year up there with the big guys.
Well, that's what we're looking for. You know, Chad's working hard to get on that first cut of the year and run for Rookie of the Year. This is his season to get on tour, and this is what he's been working for his whole life. So I believe in him. He's got a huge family that believes in him and a lot of supporters, the people, that fan base that he's built up as he's been coming up through the amateur and semi-pro ranks. And we're just proud to have him a part of Allied. And Chad, we're glad to have you on tonight. And tell us a little bit about how you're feeling about that race.
Excuse me, Sam?
Tell us a little bit how you're feeling about that rookie race next year.
I'll tell you what, Sam, it's got me plumb fired up. It's just such a JB winning rookie, and he's from North Carolina, and just seeing these other guys in this area that's been successful and won rookie, and I'd like to bring another rookie title back this way and just set my career off in the PBR. What better way to start it than winning Rookie of the Year?
Well, you know, it's funny that you would mention JB, Chad. Scott, I have obviously, being the Allied coach, I've gotten the sneak preview of Chad's video that's going to be launched. And, Chad, a lot of those rides look like JB. Some of those rides from when you were 17, early 18, really looked a lot like JB. Did you try to model some of your riding at a point in your career after JB?
No, I don't know if I really modeled JB, but I like his style of just being so loose and doing whatever it takes to stay on those bulls, because when you see JB and he's really got his heart in it, I mean, that guy does anything it takes to stay on those bulls, and I really admire that out of him when he does decide to put his chin down and be a bull rider. And so I did watch a lot of JB, and maybe it did rub off on me. I'm really not sure, Sam.
All right. Well, it was just an interesting observation I noticed, there in the younger, a couple years ago, just kind of looking like him. And I'm going to jump out there on a limb and say watching him had a little influence in your riding. And, hey, that's a good thing. And all these rides that I saw were sticky bull rides. So everybody, that's all of our listeners, check it out tomorrow when it's released. When you get home from school, when you get home from work, get on your computer. Hey, sneak it in on your computer while you're at work. Check it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do that too, Sam. I mean, I can't believe it. It's kind of a shocker to me too. I don't even get to see the preview of it yet, the sneak peek. I didn't get an invite to the preview. Man, I'm a little disappointed, but I'm going to have to tune in with everybody else tomorrow for sure.
Oh, now don't get your feelings hurt, Scott. This is, we might be able to rig something up where maybe you could get a sneak peek. Maybe we could just send you like half of it or something.
I hear you. Well, That's all right. We'll definitely be we'll be waiting to catch it in tomorrow. But, Chad, let me ask you something. What was it like for you in Little Rock, Arkansas, when the whole world got introduced to the concept of the first official bull riding team in Allied Bull Riders? When they made that introduction and you stepped out there with your teammates, you know, and your head coach and Sam, what did that feel like for you?
I tell you what, Scott, I was sure proud to be a part of the world really finally getting to see Sam's idea come together. I was really proud to be a part of that, and it was exciting standing out there and having everyone at that stadium look at you as a team and knowing that we were all there together for one reason, and that was to win and stay on our bulls. And for everyone just to see us as a team, I think it really stated a lot about the whole aspect.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have to agree with you. But, you know, I mean, you've been in hundreds of introductions, you know, and them raising your name out there and bringing you in. But just to step out onto that arena dirt, you know, with fellow teammates and know that you guys are all out there supporting each other. You guys have just spent a whole week with each other and learning and developing your skills. And then to go out there and put it in play and fly down those bucking chutes having three of the five come out with paychecks is a huge deal.
Oh yeah, for sure. That right there, that number you said, three out of five guys winning paychecks, that says a lot right there about a team and being together. When you got people behind you supporting you and you got your buddies yelling in your ear, I mean, it's exciting. It truly is exciting. It helps knowing you got people there supporting you.
Absolutely. Well, Sam, I know that you want to get in and talk a little bit more here with Chad, but one thing that I'd like to know is how have you done outside of Little Rock at some of the other events that you've been to here over the last month?
Well, I've done pretty good, Scott. Week after Little Rock, I went to the PBR in Aiken, and I did really good at Aiken. I can't actually remember exactly how I placed, but I know I won second in the long round, and I rode a really rank bull right to the whistle to win the bull riding the other night in the short round. And I mean, I felt great there, won a little bit of a paycheck to keep on working towards that cut. And after that, there was just hasn't been any really PBRs close to me, so I've entered a few open bull ridings, and I've really been staying on my bulls there, just trying to win a check wherever I can, really. Stay busy.
You bet.
Yeah, well, Chad, it's been a pleasure talking with you tonight, and we're looking forward to having you in training camp December 12th, and it's going to be awesome, man. Looking forward to seeing all your rides this year and traveling with you. It's gonna be some good times. So thanks for coming on and giving us some time tonight. I know all the listeners out there appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Sam. And for all of our listeners out there, don't forget to lift on your bull rope. Don't hold that post too long. And Sam, I'd like to thank you for making that video. I'd like everyone to go check out Allied Bull Riders on Facebook, like us, check me out, Chad Van Amberg, and appreciate y'all listening. Have a good evening.
All right, thank you, Chad. Good night.
Good night.
See you, Chad.
See you.
Sam, I got to tell you, man, that's one great, talented kid right there. He's got a lot of potential, and I cannot wait to see how he comes out of things this year. It's going to be huge, man. Big things are happening, not only for a lot of these individual bull riders, but them as a team, you know, as a whole and representing Allied Bull Riders. It's going to be a lot of fun to sit back and watch.
Yeah, definitely. There's going to be a lot of other teams popping up too, Scott, and it's nothing new. I mean, the guys out there that have coaching – you talk to any top riders out there, and they had somebody in their life that took some extra time and helped these guys. And with the pros, you don't have to do a lot to help them. Just providing a place where they work out, spend some time focusing on it. They really have the answers, and a lot of times when bull riders get together, you know, with the guy that's got some experience and knows how to teach bull riding and kind of bounce things off of each other, you know, give these guys some ideas of where to look. They're going to continue to get better, and that's what it's all about. I mean, it's always been about that's how the pros in baseball and football get so good is they have top people watching them, helping them, giving them tips, putting them through training regiments. And bull riding has gotten to that point. We have a $1 million bonus to the world champion now. Guys are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's time for young bull riders that want to get involved in bull riding to find a dependable coach, somebody that can help you. And you ask, how do you know if they're helping you? If you're staying safe while you're riding, if they're not putting you on, you know, too hard a stock, and also if you're getting better. You know, if somebody's helping you and a month goes by and you've gotten on 20 bulls and you haven't gotten any better and you're trying your hardest, you know, it may not be all their fault. Maybe they just don't know how to communicate with your particular style. You know, it doesn't mean it's bad for that coach. It just doesn't work for you, just like I'm not able to coach all bull riders as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to agree with you there, Sam. Well, listen, we're about halfway through the show. We still got phone lines open, and we're willing to take questions or comments. If you guys have them, make sure to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Sam, what do you say we take a quick break, and when we come back, we start getting into those questions?
All right, let's do that. We'll be right back.
All right, you listen to the Bull Riding Advice Hour right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Been on the road now for way too long. Can't tell you the last time I've been back home. But with a few more rides and a little bit of luck, I'll be flying first class riding in the next up. Running up the trail to the challenger shows. Well, the fields are getting higher everywhere that I go. When it's all that you know, what else can you do? Just keep heading with the field, kicking holes in the bulls. I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning, and I won't be in San Antonio.
Champion Rob Smith, you're listening to Making8.com. All right, welcome back to the Bull Riding Advice Hour right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And, of course, we'd have our co-host, Mr. Sam Medlock, head coach of the Allied Bull Riders. Sam, what do you say, man?
To watch.
You know what I mean?
Uh-oh. Is Sam with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro. Thought we lost you for a second. Well, listen, hey, Sam, we've actually got some callers on the line, so what do you say we jump on board here and take them? What do you ready?
Yeah.
All right. 254 area code, you're on the Bull Riding Advice Hour.
Hey, guys, this is Lindy.
Hey, Lindy. Welcome to the show. How you doing this evening?
Lindy, are you there? We may have lost Lindy there, Sam. I don't know what's happening. I think it's in his neck of the woods, though, man, because I'm in the bright lights and got full signal down here, so it isn't us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Lindy, are you with us?
Man, I'm back in the bright lights. I was over in the shadows, I guess.
I hear you, man. Well, welcome here to the Bull Riding Advice Hour. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. Just going to do a little barrel work, get on the drop barrel a little bit today.
Good deal. Now, we've talked a lot about you, Lindy, down here, and we've talked a lot about the training facilities that Allied Bull Riders has outside of the one that is right down there in the Houston area that Sam is running. But tell us a bit about your training facility that you have up there in your neck of the woods.
Well, right now I got three barrels, and then I make some of the barrels me and Sam has been designing on, and fixing to have a new one put out that I'm pretty stoked about. I guess it'll be in Poplarville, Mississippi. It will be there. I'm canceling my deer hunting trip this weekend to make sure it's built because running out of time. I got to build two of them because Sam thinks he needs a drop barrel. Some will make
yes,
him cool.
I need it immediately.
Right now I got three barrels outside. I got lights set up on it. It's like we're having baseball out here in the pasture. We kick the lights on, everybody can see us, and we train right here. If it's too cold, we take stationary in the garage, and I'm in the process of building me a 40x60 shop. Got the blueprints and everything on it finally, so we'll be going there, and I'll actually have a home for it. But we put in work right out here in the pasture in my 10 acres.
Right on.
Hey, Coach Lindy, one of your riders, Tracer, called in last week, and we talked with him. He was having a little bit of trouble over-posting, and that's kind of what we've been talking about a little bit tonight. Has he been on any bulls since?
Yeah, he got on four bulls yesterday out at the Rockin' S, and, him and Jason both, Dusty and him brought some really good bulls up. They just bought, and, man, they're all in the latch, and they get it on. And not too rank, really, just turn back, just good stuff. But it's probably the buckiest things that both of them have been on. And they weren't leaving the gate real good. And I think that Tracer and Jason were struggling with the same thing, leaving the buck and shoot. You know, they weren't leaving with the bull. Both of them would get up on their hand and kind of waller the bull out. And so we changed some things up. By the time they got on their last one, and they both come out and cracked it out on the last one and made good jam-up bull rides. So all I had them do different is, you know, get the rope ready off the bat. You know, I don't like getting the buck and shooting. You know, getting in the zone, getting your game face on. You know, you got your hammer cocked, and then you slide up there and you don't get to go, you know, whether it be your rope's not right or whatever, and both of them were struggling with that a little bit, and so we pulled them to the side, and we went through shoot procedure while they bucked in the other buck and shoot. I told Dusty time out pretty much, and they went to the other buck and shoot, and we worked on some shoot procedure and trying to get them out on them things, and man, their last ride, probably the best I've seen Tracer ride. I've seen Jason ride better. I've seen him make some really good bull rides, but Tracer was like a new guy. He looked like a bull rider out there, and he's coming along. He's putting in work. Those two guys are here, you know, 5 days a week. So whenever they do that, like at our camp here, I told them, you know, the guy that makes it, that's the superstar out of the bunch, ain't the guy going to be here now. It's going to be the guy that wants it later. And both of them guys, they want it, and they're hungry. And they got it corrected. Tracer looked good. So
good. Good deal. And, you know, backing up to what you were saying about that shoot, and that was something that I wanted to bring up in tonight's show for the Bull Riders listening, especially the young riders. Lindy, I see this all the time at the practice pen, riders not pulling their ropes tight enough. They get out in the arena, their form looks good, and the bull bucks them out of position just a little bit. They lift on their rope to go back to center, and instead of their rope helping them get back to center, it slides across the bull's back, and there's no chance of them getting back. And I wanted to talk about that, ask you, let you jump in there. I wanted to talk about that tonight a little bit, touch on it, how, you know, if you don't get that rope tight enough, I mean, I'm not saying two, three guys pulling it, but one guy should be able to pull it up, you know, as tight as he can, and then the rider reach over and grab it and pull it up tight. And, you know, if you're out there riding, I mean, I don't know how to tell, I guess. I mean, I'm a guy that always likes to pull a tight rope. I was taught always to pull a tight rope, but I think I would just like to throw that out there for guys to think about, that if your rope's not tight enough, you don't stand a chance to get back to center when you get out of center.
Yes, sir. That's couldn't be said any better. Lifting that rope, when I was a kid learning out at Steve Power's place out in Odessa, whenever I'd go in a slump or I wasn't riding good, he'd walk up to me and he'd say, lifting on that rope will only make it easier. So he said over and over. I hear him saying it right now in my head. And that's the truth. You know, I believe you ride bulls with your bottom half, your legs. Your legs will ride the bull theirself. But your hand and that bull rope keeps your legs touching that bull. You know, that's what really keeps you connected. So, yeah, you need something sturdy, something strong, you know, something, you know, when you pull that sucker tight, your hand should be there, you know, and when you shake that bull rope, when you move it back and forth, it shouldn't be moving. It should be snug.
I like the way you said that, Scott, and it made me think of base. You know, that bull rope is the base. I mean, we only get a bull rope and spurs to try to ride the bull with, and that bull rope is our base. And if it's not tight enough to support your weight on the end of it when you're out of center and it slides across the bull's back, it's kind of like building your house on the sand. You know, it's going to sink. You know, you need a concrete foundation. So, yeah, like, you know, watch out. Lindy and I can get into talking about bull riding all night.
That's sure. Well, hey, you know, that's right. That's what this show is all about, you know. And I'm sitting back here listening to it going, man, where was the coach when I started riding bulls? You know, you go through schools and then you learn some of those fundamentals, but you tend to lose them over time. So for guys like yourself and Lindy to be working with these guys on a weekly basis, reinforcing it is so important. And I look at it and I'm like, wow, I wish I'd have had this experience when I was out there riding.
Well, Scott, Lindy brings up a really good point too. You know, he's saying these bulls are younger type bulls, and a lot of times beginning riders also get on beginning bulls. You know, the bulls that we're riding in the PBR, these are bulls that have been seasoned, they're proven, we know they're going to buck when they come out of the gate, we're pretty sure of it, unless they have a bad day, which is not very often. You know, but a lot of these young riders are also getting on young stock that don't know how to act in the chute, and that's another thing I want to say about the tension on the bull rope. It's okay when a bull lays down, listen in, bull riders, it's okay when a bull lays down to go ahead. You know, if he's just down on his knees and you can still move your, get your legs down and pull your rope, if he's not on his side, just down in the front end, pull your rope up tight and then pull a little bit extra, because when a bull's laying down, you have to pull your rope just a little bit extra, because when he's laying down, his body is a little bit expanded. And when he stands up to buck, a lot of times your rope will be loose. So it's okay to get ready with the bull down, but pull your rope extra tight.
Absolutely. Lindy, what do you think about that?
I think so, too. I in the practice pen or something like that, I'd take a bull laying down, nod my head. You got to stand up to buck. You know, as long as his front end, if his front end's down, his back's up, you can take him that way. If he's all four down, you can take him that way. But if his back end's down, you know, and his front end's up, you don't want to try that. It'll be a wreck. But
that's right.
But whenever they're down like that, they kind of wad up a little bit. So when a bull goes down, I try to pull another 2 inches or so in my rope and get it in there real tight. It feels tight as heck, but when he stands up and goes to buck, your rope's going to get a little looser. So you sure want to put a little more rope in him.
Yeah.
And there's a point, too. Another way that these young riders can know if they're pulling enough rope, and you guys – tell me if I'm on or off base here with this, and I'm just going to throw this out there. When you're pulling your bull rope, if it doesn't hurt just a little bit, you're not pulling it tight enough. I mean, if it's comfortable in your hand, it's not tight enough. Like, you need to have that rope tight enough that it's binding the hand in the bull rope. Anybody? Jump in there, guys.
Well, yeah. I can agree with that. Go ahead, Lindy.
I can agree with that. I don't take that much tight of rope. I don't guess. My hand don't usually hurt, but I mean, it's darn sure snug, and it's very important to have that thing tight. And for somebody just learning, you're better off having a little tighter than a little looser, you know. I just seen, you know, them ropes come across them bull's back and you hang up to one. It's not real pretty, you know, and when you get out of shape, and it happens when you're young and you're just starting, you just try. And that's the most important thing, starting, is just don't quit. And when you get off to the side over there and you're out of shape, you really need something to tug on. It's not going to come across with you. So, yeah, soak it in them.
Well, and you got me thinking along the lines, too, of being safe. And I think a lot of young riders don't pull their rope tight enough because in the back of their mind they think, if it's kind of loose, I might not hang up. But
yep.
The truth of it is, if you're taking a full bull rider wrap, if you're wrapping it around the back of your hand and taking a wrap, and your rope is loose and you slide off to the side, you're actually more likely to hang up than if your rope were tight. Because number one, if it's loose, the rope's going to kind of cling to you and slide with you. And when the bull rope is tight, when your body weight comes off and goes on to the end of your hand, if your rope is tight, it's like a spring being stretched. So when you get on the end of your hand, if your rope is tight, it's more likely to spring loose because there's tension on it. And, you know, I see a lot of guys also, too, get in vulnerable positions because the rope's not tight. So if you're out there riding bulls and you're taking a loose rope and you think you're taking it because you think it's not going to hang you up, most likely it's going to do the opposite.
Yeah, and Sam, I can certainly agree with that. I know I've seen it a lot out there. There's one thing that I was never concerned with because, you know, I felt like, well, if I'm going to hang up, I'm going to hang up anyways. But so I did take a tighter wrap, but I saw a lot of guys that are just starting out, a lot of younger kids, afraid to take those wraps, you know, afraid to take that tight pull. You know, they only pull it so much, and I even have a 12-year-old that's the same way. When he first started out, he was, you know, I can't pull it that tight. And I said, son, you need to, you know. You need to pull it tighter than what it is because I can slide my hand up underneath the rope, and it's going to cause you to get hurt. And sure enough, he's experienced that. It only took him once or twice before he realized that tighter rope is certainly going to do him more justice.
And I'm not saying everybody needs to take a tight rope, but now to the listeners out there that are steer riders and junior bull riders, these bulls that aren't developed and don't have big wide shoulders and these steers that don't have shoulders at all, you better pull a tight rope or you're going over their shoulders. I see a lot of the steer riders not pulling a tight enough rope. So it's really crucial when the bull doesn't have shoulders to pull a tight rope. Now, on the opposite side, real quick, I want to say there are bull riders out there, pros, that don't like a tight rope. I'm not saying you have to have a tight rope, but for beginning bull riders starting out, make sure you get enough. Later on, when you're starting to advance and when bull riders start to advance and get a little bit better, they may be the type of rider that doesn't want it as tight like Lindy. I can name a whole bunch, Roy Doyle, a lot of bull riders through history that could almost pull their own rope and still ride, but that's for an advanced rider. That's not for a beginning rider, Scott.
Yep. Well, Sam, hey, listen, I don't want to interject a whole lot, but we've actually got some more callers on the line. And since I've got two of the Allied Bull Riding coaches, what do you say we try to jump on here and bring them on?
Yeah, bring them on.
Let's do it. 940 area code, you're on the Bull Riding Advice Hour.
Hello, this is Rider Mate. This is Rowdy Ranch.
Hey,
hello, Rider,
Rider.
Mate. Welcome to the Bull Riding Advice Hour, man. This is Sam. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. How are you, sir?
Doing good, doing good. Welcome to the show. Now, I'm glad to be talking to you in person because you come highly touted. Lindy's been talking a lot about you. I've checked you out on Facebook, seen some of your bull riding pictures and stuff. You're checked in, signed up for the next pro training camp down here in Montgomery. We're excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on with you.
I've just been getting on a lot of practice bulls here lately. I've been training real hard and just trying to improve the best that I can. So try to get that next level.
Nice. Excellent. Well, now, we don't have a lot of time left in our show tonight, but I kind of want to use you as an example. Like, we want some of these younger bull riders to call in and ask for advice. So I want to pose a question to you tonight. If there is a weakness in your bull riding when you are bucking off, can you tell, is it like, are you bucking off a certain way? Like, are you getting your heels clicked? Are you getting run off of your rope? If you had to pick one thing that was your Achilles heel, what would it be?
Getting run off my rope. I have a terrible problem of quitting lifting on my bull rope and getting back, getting my chin up, you know, and that's something that I've been on a barrel just working on constantly, lifting on that rope on that barrel all day long, trying to fix it, and that's the biggest problem I have. Just about every time I buck off, that's where I am. I'm on the end of my arm and with my chin up, so.
Okay.
Well,
now,
Scott,
jump in there.
Let's ask Lindy what, I mean, you know, you recognize because you work with this young guy down here at the training camp, what are some of the techniques that you use in helping him work with that?
Well, on these training barrels, I've had more luck overcompensating, I guess. When if you're not lifting on your rope, then when you're on these training barrels, lift that thing all over your chin, you know. When if your free arm is your problem, get on these training barrels over and over and over. If your problem is moving your free arm too much, don't move it at all. You're going to hit somewhere in the middle. On a training barrel, you don't get a bull feeling. You know, it's not a real bull and not a real animal. So you learn by repetition over and over and over and over, and you just start doing it. And so if you ain't lifting on your rope, you just really, really make sure, like every jump when you stick your chest out, pull your hand all the way up to your chest if you have to, you know. Just get that pull feeling in to where you're lifting on that thing. And that's the best I've had. And then when it comes to something like lifting on your rope or something like that is your problem, especially when you ride as good as Ryder does. He's a talented kid. It's mental. Sat on that training barrel. I had a training barrel in my house in my living room right in front of my TV. That was my couch. I sat on it. I never sat on anything but it, you know. And I took my wrap, slide up, nod my head, and lift on that rope, make the first jump, you know. And bull riding's a lot of mental, man. Something like that, you just need to think about it. Think about it over and over and over, and you'll fix it.
You bet. Well, Lindy, I got to tell you, man, that's been some great advice, and we appreciate you guys calling in. But, Sam, we're going to actually have to start wrapping up our show, man. Once again, we are running fresh out of time.
No, it
all
can't
right.
be over yet. We just got fresh meat on the talk show.
I know it, man. I know it. It always works out that way. But, hey, you know we'll be back at it again next week at 7 o'clock Central Time, right?
All right. Well, Lindy, thanks for coming on. Ryder May, great to have you on. Looking forward to having you in training camp in December and working with you. I'm going to be thinking about what you told me tonight and some ways maybe to work with you and help you out and see if we can't get you riding a higher percentage of bulls. And, Scott, it's been great doing this show with you tonight, and thanks for everybody for listening in.
Absolutely,
sure,
guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
take
I appreciate it, Scott, Sam. Enjoy
yeah,
it like
yeah,
always,
thank you,
man.
Lindy.
All right, guys. Well, listen, that is going to do it. We are fresh out of time here on our show. Once again, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to the Bull Riding Advice Hour and remind you, we'll be back at it here once again next Wednesday, 7 o'clock Central Time. Make sure you're tuned in. Until then, get a grip with the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that His love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.